Log Talk Radio.
Hey guys, welcome to Kale's Corner, you guys. Y'all know what it is. It's our Thursday for Friday show. I think Kale is having some technical difficulties, you guys, so just bear with him for a few more minutes. Just bear with him. He's having some technical difficulties, so until we get him, I am going to tell you guys a little bit about what we're going to do today. So, y'all already know we're going to do the WNBA, of course. I think they are on game three. Game three is coming up. And then we're going to do MLB. MLB is getting, you know, it's getting exciting, you guys. People are getting eliminated. So, and then we're going to do, you guys know what the day is. We're going to do Lady T's Picks. I hope y'all did y'all studying because Lady T's Picks will be coming up. Lady T's Picks will be coming up in the next hour, you guys. So you still have time to get your thoughts together on what it is that you need to say and do. Okay? I don't know. Text me something. But on today's episode, you guys, we, like I said, the WNBA, the MLB pitching, and we're going to do we're going to discuss some of these NFL games and some of these injuries because people are going down. I don't know what's really happening, and I don't even know why, but I'm just going to say thank goodness, because I ain't going to play on the God name, but I'm going to say thank goodness it's not happening to San Fran because, that, you know, that's our Achilles heels. And we do have one injury that is Ayuk, Brandon Ayuk. So he is day-to-day. We don't know if he's going to play tonight, but he is day-to-day. So we're going to keep that in mind. You guys, keep that in mind. Keep those guys in your prayers. And if you're keeping them in your prayer, you have to be prayed up as well. You have to be keeping the laws and the statutes, okay, and the commandments that God put forth in the Bible. Okay, you guys? So we can't get to the next caller because Kel needs to join us to get to the next caller. I don't even know. Can you guys hear? Well, I can't ask if you guys can hear me because. Okay, Kel. So I'm just going to try to hold it down like we do over here in Kel's corner. I'm going to hold it down. Until he comes in, he's having a little bit of difficulty, you guys. Just bear with us on this Thursday evening. Just bear with us, okay? We do appreciate your time. We know your time is very valuable because we don't want to waste your time, okay? So listen, let me tell y'all a few commercials that, like, when we go to commercial, we do like sponsorships. We have sponsorships with the with each and every commercial that we go to. So the first commercial we normally go to, you guys can't hear me saying this because we're at a commercial. So this is the first commercial. We say Gordon Mac Electric. You guys, if you need some electric work done, you can call Gordon and Mac Electric. The number is 202-749-6686 is the number, you guys. No job is too small or too big for Gordon and Mac Electric, okay? You guys, keep that in mind if you need some electric work done. Now, if you guys have school-age children and you don't want them to go to public schools or private schools, you want to homeschool your child, you can call Infinite Wisdom Homeschool and Tutoring. Okay, the number is 240-59544 is the number, you guys. The contact person and owner is Miss Domino. So you can call that number, 240-595-4244, and ask for Lady Domino. Or you can go to her website, and the website is www.infinitewisdomht.com, okay, and register your child there as well, okay? Now, for the third commercial that we normally do that you guys can't really hear, hey, BJ, is TNT Fashions and Things. That is sponsored by myself and my husband. It's called TNT Fashions and Things. You can find it on Facebook. You can find it on Instagram. And you can find it on offer, okay? We sell all different types of clothing, mainly Nike. But we do have some Adidas stuff. We do have polo stuff. For the polo stuff we have is like shirts and socks. Okay, shirts and socks. The shirts go up to a size 5X, okay, medium to 5X. There are no smalls, so medium to 5X. We do have Nike shirts, medium to 4XL, medium to 4XL, okay? We are doing we just added a new thing that we're putting fringes at the bottom of your shirts. If anybody needs fringes put on their shirts, they are $20 if you have your own shirt. If you want me to provide the shirt, it's going to be $40 for the shirt. Okay? Fringes are for those who identify as Israelites. Okay? It's not a religion. It's just a way of life. Okay? It's not a religion. It's a way of life. And we sell belts. We sell hats. We sell cologne, shirts, sweatsuits, women's dresses. We have Nike dresses, polo dresses. We have all different kind of things. So just go to the website and see the types of things. We have children's sweatsuits as well. We have Air Force Ones for the women and young children. We have black ones, all black and all white Air Force Ones. So if you want, you can go to TNT Fashions and Things and find out there. Or you can go to Offer Up. They're listed there. Everything is cross-posted. So if something is sold on Facebook, we take it off on all three sites.
Check, check.
And
Lady
for our...
T.
Lady yes.
T, can you hear me? Can you
I can hear you.
Hey, the devil is a liar. The devil
I keep saying
is,
it. The devil's a liar.
The devil is a liar, y'all. I am so, so sorry, guys. I bought a new headset like 10 minutes ago, right? And I tried to come home. I said, well, I hooked the other one up like this. This one should hook up the same. But it's a few things I need to go through. And you y'all know computers, man. It's never plug and play. You got to plug, work it out, find it out, then play. So when I work it out and find it out, we going to play. See, I'm so proud
What's happening,
of you.
My brother?
I'm so proud of you. I heard you holding it down, girl. Lady T says, you can't
my
tell.
Best.
But I'm going to go ahead and do this thing like it need to be done. Yeah, stop by. That's what's up. Professionalism that I respect. All right. Y'all, listen, we got a great, great show planned for you guys today. We're going to discuss the WNBA playoffs. And let's see where everyone is at this point, you know, where are teams and who is basically taking over their series. We will also discuss the MLB's top 10 pitching staff, top 10 pitching staff headed into the 2023 playoffs. And drum roll, please. Lady T presents week three of Lady T's pick. And Reese, if you win again this week, Reese, you're going to walk with a limp. That's all I'm saying about that. You know what I mean? She's going to walk with a limp if she wins this week. We'll also discuss week three NFL games. What we're expecting. What are you expecting? How will your team be triumphant? How will they win? How are they going to get in the other team? Y'all come out. Now, you can join Lady T and all our online corner crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner, or we got options, y'all. We got options. Or you can join Lady T, PMV Kale, and all our live in-studio family on 563 1-800-999-3782 each and every Tuesday, Thursday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Kale's Corner, we're keeping it real.
It's our only real, baby. Only real.
Y'all know what we talk about. Y'all know exactly what we talking about. Again, forgive me for the inconvenience. I was trying to, you know, be brand new, y'all, but, you know, you got to put the horse before the carriage. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm out here trying to ride the carriage with the horse in the back. But that's okay. That's okay. We here. I'm here. And we getting ready to get this thing started. We're going to take a quick break, y'all. A quick break and jump right in to this sports talk. Again, WNBA, MLB, football. All right? Is that sound good for y'all? That sound good for me.
It's
Come on,
good.
Let's roll with it real quick. WNBA, man, my Mystic just disappointed me last night. Trees, I just knew we was going to win. I knew we was going to win at least one game. You know what I'm talking about, man? Them Bammers, they beat the hell out of us. All I'm going to say. If we started out so good, listen. The score is not indicative of what we saw. And if anybody watched that game, yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about, man. Because we started out hot. We started out hot, hotter than fish grease. And then somebody turned the stove off. We weren't cooking no more, man. So, hey, listen, sticking to my prediction that the Lynx, the Las Vegas Aces will win it all. That's just where I'm at with that. Lady T, what say you?
You know, I said that from the jump. Las Vegas Aces or the Liberty. Either one of those teams, they're going to meet. They have to, because that's just what it is. That's just what it's going to be.
Yeah, well, I have personal reason now to not root for the Liberty. Them Bammers, why are they so damn tall?
Ooh,
boy. Why are they so tall,
man.
Though, man?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, my. Don was the only one somewhat near the height of their team. Everybody else. We just look like, you know, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. And it hurt
me. Was going through the motions.
Yeah, man. We was just going through the motions. And, yeah. Let's go to the phones early with this one. Brother Kane, what's happening, Tern?
What's going on, Kane?
Family. How everybody doing? What's up, Lady T? Online crew?
Yeah.
Big bruh. Man, I feel the same way, bro. You know what I'm saying? I thought they was going to at least get one, but they didn't. They went into overtime.
Did you really think that, though,
Tang? Yeah,
really
I thought they was going to at least get one. I thought they was going to at least get one. And they played hard, though. But like you said, bro, they was just too tall, man. They was too tall for us, too.
I know y'all got faith in the Mystics, and I love the Mystics as well. Like, they're one of my favorite teams. But I was just surprised that they made it this far. Like, I was, you know, clapping my hands because they made it this far. But once they lined it up with the Liberty, I knew they didn't have a chance.
Yeah, don't be saying that. I thought they was going to get one, though.
Hey, Tank, you hear that little petty sympathy?
Hey, look, that's why, I ain't even get it to her. I ain't even say nothing to her.
All right, I'm sorry. My bad.
Forget you. Let's go to Chitty Chabby.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
What's
happening? No, I'm your Huckleberry.
Like,
what's happening, everybody?
What's up with you?
Listen.
Hey,
I'm telling you, we haven't really did a lot to change this team since we won the title 3 years ago. So I'm with Sid.
Mm-hmm.
I really think we had a chance of going all the way. That was a good team we played last night. I mean, the other night.
Damn,
that was a good,
good
team, you know.
Damn good.
Yeah, you know, you expect to see them in the finals against whoever. I'm going to be honest with you. I really don't want to see the Aces, but most likely that's who it's going to be, you know.
Yeah.
I was getting ready to say to Tree and Lady T and Kale, that was a big leap for y'all to pick the Aces. Woo! What a chance y'all took.
I'm not even messing with you today, sir.
I'm just saying, you know, it's that, you know, unless Juwanna man do something, I mean, you expect to see the Liberty and the Aces in it, man.
Yeah.
I'm not arguing with you today.
Yeah, it's too fresh, man. Calm down with all this. It's too fresh. Yeah, I'm still a little hurt. I still got one or two tears dropping, man. Yeah, but that was a very hard draw for this Mystics team. That it was just, you know, they, for lack of better words, they had a better team. They had a bigger team, a faster team. They just had a better team than we had. Now, the beauty of that, exactly. The beauty of all that is we've seen the Mystic team, you know, before. So it's not like we don't have recent championships under our belt, but boy,
right,
to see them go out like that. Last night. I mean, did anybody look? I started watching my man Kevin Samuels on YouTube. I just couldn't do it no more with them. I just could.
In the Mrs. defense, they not healthy. You know what I'm saying? Healthy and they're not big enough. So they playing a team that's healthy and big. So,
right.
I mean, what
do
we expect?
0412, what you going to do? You on the corner, man.
Yeah, this is the guy Cap. How are you?
Oh, man, here we go.
That's Cap. Yeah,
yo,
what
up?
Cap.
Oh,
yeah.
What's up, Cap? What
you
say, Cap?
What up, y'all?
You are dead wrong. You are dead wrong.
Hey, it's called Insurmountable Odds. That's what it was called.
Yeah.
Well, the old college trial. Ain't no way in the world they was winning. They could have picked up LeBron. They wasn't winning that.
Oh,
yeah, come on, Cap. That's a little too far right down there.
Yeah, man.
No.
God, 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 God. Yeah.
Oh, no.
For real.
I'm down with the Mystics. It's just that, like you said, they came to a gunfight with a Afro pick. So. It wasn't going to happen on this one, that's all. But they'll be back, like you say, when you're injured. And see, that's the thing about, I know we're not there yet, but that's the thing about other sports. You can be hot as you want in September. But Bullfather, things will catch up to you by January if you know, if things go wrong as far as health-wise. But, that was a tough deal there, man. That was a tough deal there. But, but hey, listen, don't sleep on Connecticut Sun, man. You know that girl Thomas is an MVP candidate.
Mm-hmm. I'm with that.
I'm not sleeping on him.
I don't think she has enough on her team. I don't think she has enough on that son's team. You know?
Liberty are loaded.
Yes. And they big, man. Did you hear me say them girls? I was like, man, I will never.
Yeah, but you know, big.
I will never describe myself as tall again. Because if somebody say, what about the Liberty? I ain't tall no more, man. I'm a little dude.
But listen, but let me tell you something. I played against Big all my life. I'm only 5'9". Big only matters in a half-court game. Hear me twice. Big only matters in a half-court game. If you pick up that base, that's how you, in your smaller team, that's how you eliminate the big.
But
so basically, what are you saying? That the Liberty can't run with everybody out there? The Liberty can run or play half-court. Whatever you want to do.
No. Right. All I'm saying is he keep mentioning him big. I'm just talking about the big spectrum. I haven't studied Liberty that much to know what they can do. All I'm saying is
we all know as basketball players ourselves, when it comes to the playoffs, it walks to a half-court game. That's all it walks to. Ain't a whole lot of fast breaking and all that going on in that playoff because it's now become a half-court game. Go ahead, Scott.
No, you're right. You're right there. You shut me down with that one. I ain't got nothing to go back with you with that one. You're right. It slows down. And that's why a long time ago, Kobe Bryant used to say his dad never let him run full-court pickup. And everybody couldn't understand. They have Venice Beach. They everywhere just hooping.
Yeah,
he was upset, but then later on he found out dad only let him play half court because when it comes to playoff time and for that money time, everything come down to half court.
Yep. When it comes down to make a name for yourself, it comes to half court. That's it. That's all.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Let's take another call. 6163, holler at T and me. What's happening?
Six one six three.
I don't want to give your whole number out. 6163, going once, going twice. Let's holler at my man Lou and Jersey. What it do, Lou?
Lou.
What's up, Lou?
What's up, Lou?
All right.
Well,
what up, Lou?
Google
Lou. Okay. Dang, a humming noise here. Anyway, down to the last week of the season. Well, looks like the Yankees are out.
Oh, Lou, we're talking WNBA, bro.
We're talking about winning.
Liberty have had a great season, their best season, I think, in their history. But I'm afraid that the Vegas Aces, are just a little bit too tough for them. Not for nothing.
You think so?
I mean, they have shown why they're defending champions, and they're showing it, this season, too. As much as it bugs me, but they are, that's why they're the champs.
Okay. Great
I hope the Liberty can beat them, though. I really do. I mean, I would love to see the Liberty win a title. They had their chance, though, back in 99 and missed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
I thought this from the beginning.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Because I have.
All right, let's go to Brother Marcus. What did it do, Mark?
Marcus.
What's up, family? What did it do?
What's happening, Marcus?
What's up,
Marcus?
What's happening with you, bro? What's up, Biscuit? How you doing, Biscuit? Don't mess with me.
There you go, man. Come on.
I'm on the draw, baby. I'm ready. Don't mess with me, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, you my favorite Huckleberry, man, but don't mess with me, Doc.
I got you, dog. Seems like you got me at a standoff.
Oh, yeah. That's an educated man. That's an educated man.
Did you catch any of the WNBA playoffs by any chance, Martin?
Nah, I didn't. And when I heard the news about the Mystics, and now I hear everybody going on the Mystics, you know, I'm a little bit heartbroken. I'm a little bit hurt. I don't got no tears in my eyes, but I'm a little hurt. I feel like a lot of people just hanging on our Washingtonian area, but it's all right. I'm used to the haters.
There you go.
Of course. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, we are. Yes, we is. All right. Let's bring in Brother 007.
Mom Betty said they had a lot of injuries. Mom Betty said they had a lot of injuries. So, you know. They went to overtime and their best player was out. Mm-hmm.
Right. Come on, 007. What you got to say about these WNBA playoffs?
Well, the Connecticut Suns, them dark horse still up in there. They ain't round one Sunday. I like her. You know, DeJuana Bonner, 17 points per game. You know, shooting 86% at the free throw line. Somebody you could, you know, trust in the fourth quarter, you know, at the free throw line and stuff. I like the Connecticut side. I like the whole team. And Alicia Thomas, too. Yeah.
Do you think they have enough to take the Liberty out?
Oh, absolutely. Until the Liberty could, you know, go to the next round. It's been years since, you know, well, I never seen them go to the finals or anything like that. I mean, this was since the Boston Red Sox, you know, waiting 86 years, winning the World Series. So until they prove that to me, I'm going to pick the Connecticut Suns and the Ace in the finals.
Okay. All right. Great statement. What's up, D? How you feeling today, D?
D. I'm feeling good.
Come on. What's happening, bro? What say you, man? You peeping in this WNBA out?
Nah, I ain't even tuned into none of it. I ain't going to lie to you. I caught a little bit of the Dallas Wings, but other than that, I ain't seen nothing.
Well, I mean, if you're a Mystics fan, you know, I should have took a page out of your book, for real. I really should have. Okay. Ruined my dinner. All right. Now, I don't – you know what? We just going to bring them on. Is this Rib T or Nas?
Nah,
this Nas, man, but man, come on, man. Ref T called in a little
Thank
bit.
Thank you,
Nas. What's up, Nas?
Hey, Nas.
What's going on?
Y'all got the same numbers, bro. Y'all got the same 10 numbers, man. Y'all
is
backbone, man.
Hey, man, y'all better off with Rev T, because I got some coffee in me today, man. So, y'all, hey, man, y'all know me, man, my big mouth.
Well, it can't be as jaw-dropping as your comment was on Tuesday talking about Travis Hunter. So, we ready for it.
I stand by it.
What?
Blue Magic.
Yeah.
I stand by it. But look, the WNBA, bro. Look, we want the series that we want. Let's get these little preliminaries over. Let's get this Liberty versus Vegas showdown going and see what's what.
Right.
So, yeah, man. Right. I'm still on the same program. Simulate that jump, man. Let's go. Get to the finals.
Yeah. I'm feeling the same way, man.
And Cap.
And Cap. Cap said
I didn't. No, no, no. Listen, I said the Sun. I said be careful. Then you can't overlook them. Is what I'm saying. I don't think they'll beat Liberty, but I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm just saying they got a couple of dogs out there that you know, can ruin the party. So that's all I'm saying. Vegas has a little easier. Vegas may have an easier way to get, you know, to get to the chip. But
okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, thank you for clearing that up, sir. Yes, how about? All right, y'all. We speeding through. That's our That's our WNBA talk. When we come back, we will jump into the top 10 pitching stats headed into this 2023 MLB playoffs. 563-999-3782. We'll be right.
This is a DJ Dynamite remix.
That was the greatest feeling for me to step in the club, the music blasting, everybody doing their head nods, what's up, two fingers, what's up, you know, all killing this jump. Yeah, that was a good feeling. All right, y'all. MLB top 10 pitching stats. Top 10 pitching stats. Say that 10 times. Boy.
Okay.
Now, we have some honorable mentions. The Baltimore Orioles, Chicago Cubs, Cleveland Guardians, Los Angeles Angels, San Francisco Giants, Toronto Blue Jays. But they have the Yankees at number 10. The Yankees, number 10 best pitching staff. Then they move on. They have the San Diego Padres as the number 9 staff. Then they move on. They have the Miami Marlins at number 8. They have the Texas Rangers at number 7. And number 6 is the Tampa Bay Rays. Number five team is the Houston Astros. Number 4, we have the Atlanta Braves at number 4. The Atlanta Braves, wow. And at number 3, Philadelphia Phillies. The Phillies, number 3, top pitching team headed towards the playoffs. Number 2, the Seattle Mariners. Okay. And your number 1 team, the Minnesota Twins. The Minnesota Twins with Sonny Gray, Joe Ryan, Pablo Lopez, Bailey Ober, and Jahan Duran. That's their stat.
That's why I picked them to go deep in the playoffs.
Okay.
Attention.
Okay. Yeah. And
they're holding it down in the AL Central.
Yeah, they doing their thing. We can't deny them or dispute them. They're doing their thing. I don't understand how Baltimore, boasting the best record in the MLB, only got an honorable mention. I expected them to be amongst that top 10, you know? Am I wrong there?
Some teams, some Some teams went off of pitching and defense. Some people went off offense.
Okay. 57-7 for the past month.
Remember, the Orioles had a great 40.
They got a great team. Their pitching staff is okay. It's not an overwhelm you type of staff. You know, it's going to keep you in the game, keep you close, you know. And with the Orioles, so far it looks like that's all they need to be is close. And they really seem to be pulling these games out. So
offense.
With that being said,
the offense, 40
come from behind. They came on by 40 come behind games. And that's with the bullpen shutting them down.
Right.
Yeah.
They hit that ball, man, and play some solid
defense. If you extend it to the bullpen, right. If you extend it to the bullpen, the Orioles make sense. The Braves, that's a little shaky, especially being that high, because I'm going to be honest, man. You know, we got Strider, Maxi, and after that, it's, you know, whatever happens, happens.
It's
but
a little
I
shaky.
Think this list is not taking in the injuries or something. Because the Mets and the Rangers probably had the best staffs to start the season. Then they had some injuries. The Yankees, Rodon didn't start till half the season was gone. And the other guy, the Yankees guy, free agency, he never played. So, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's got to be something with these injuries.
The pitchers
the Mets
going
started
deep
off.
In this is why the pitchers going deep in this is why they are listed. If you're going deep in this, the starters. The starting pitcher going deep innings.
Okay.
When the season started, I picked the Mets because the Mets had Verlander and Matt Scherzer on their team.
Mm-hmm.
I picked them to have the dad to me. They had the best pitching staff to start the season. And slowly, they just started to, dissolve. You know, Scherzer got hurt and was gone. Well, first he got suspended for 10 games. And then Verlander couldn't find his spot, you know. So now, I don't know. I ain't going to just say, I don't know how they made that selection and how they determined who and everything because, I don't know, I just don't see it the way they're seeing it.
Let me ask y'all a question. Do you guys think Matt Scherzer need to go ahead and hang it up? You think it's that time for him?
He don't have nothing to prove.
Depends on what his
World
Series reputation.
He's Cy Young.
It all depends on what team he on and to what level they need him. Because some people don't. He could turn into a closer, or you know what I'm saying? He could just pitch
middle
one
relief.
Inning.
Middle relief.
A middle relief person. Something like that.
Just hit it on the nutshell right there.
Yeah.
She just said it all. That's it.
The whole game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
After five innings, Matt Scherzer is suspect now. You can't pitch any longer to the game. His body just won't hold it.
Yeah, he just didn't want to
pitch
one or two innings.
Surprised he lasted this long.
Well,
that's not the way he pitches.
I'm not surprised he lasted this long. I'm just saying he just need. I don't think he's done. He might need one or two innings, and that's it.
The problem is, he's so good. He's good enough to be a back end starter and still get money. So you know what I mean. He might as well just pick up these checks on the way out the door before he shut it down.
Exactly.
Yeah, go ahead and get that Verlander money real quick.
All the little scratches.
matter of fact, to be honest, I wouldn't mind seeing Scherzer as a closer. I love everything about the way this man pitches. He pitches angry and violent and talk to himself on the mound and. You know, I just love the action that he brings every time he pitches. So, yeah, I could see him developing his game into that closer role. What you guys think? But, yeah. And the closer only comes in, what, two innings max? So, you know.
Max is two innings,
Eighth and ninth.
I think the hard part for him doing that is, he got to figure out how to manage his time while he's sitting on the bench waiting to come in, you know.
Right.
And how hard is that going to be for him? And you got to be able to come in hot and ready. You can't come out there and you got, you know, I got to build up.
Yeah.
And, you know, can he do that?
Right.
He
got
to throw something other than a four-seam fastball, too. He got to throw other stuff. You can't, you can't throw the ball in the middle of the plate and expect to get a strikeout. You got to throw sliders.
Working,
you got to throw sinkers, all that.
Don't fix it. Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's all I'm gonna say. And listen, when he throws that fast seam ball down the middle, I don't see but a handful of people hitting it.
Yes.
He talked to John Smoltz. John Smoltz made that same transition late in his career after surgery and everything.
He sure did. You're right. That's a good example.
Yeah.
That's a good example.
He just wants that bag, man. We just selfish. We just selfish because we just want him to be out there. We just want to see more of it's just us. It's us. We selfish. We want that man to go out there and throw his arm out until he just all the ligaments gone in the arm. And then he going to be sitting at home with one arm.
Give us everything he got.
He don't need that right arm that much, and he can make enough money to go see the AI people.
Y'all terrible.
Find somebody to feed you. We know somebody that can feed you every day.
Ain't nothing like feeding yourself, but you can find somebody to feed you. Hey, I'm old. Let's go.
He definitely have enough money to pay somebody to do it, too. Yeah, man.
Yep.
Roll to the wheels fall off.
You might have to pay a little more to get somebody. We can get somebody to do it for you cheap going in. But coming out, you might have to pay a little more money.
I'm
going to leave that right there on the shelf.
Yeah, we're going to leave that one alone, man. We're going to leave that one alone.
Yes, sir.
You retarded, man. You are
exactly
retarded.
Yes, he is.
Boy, I ain't even think about that, but yeah. You know what? 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Keep it real. It's our only real.
Yeah. By the man in freezing, full effect.
You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Dave?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down.
Girl, I must
warn you.
Here I go.
Lady T right here. Y'all know what time
and
it is.
He said he bad enough to pick an alligator in the swamp. I said, I know that's right. Come on, man. All right. Let's see who plays.
Reese, you in? Reese, you here? Reese, you here? Take your phone off mute.
I'm here. I'm in.
Okay.
About to say, you threatened her earlier. Now you're going to act as she here.
Marcus, you here, Marcus?
You know I'm here.
All right. Lou, you with us, Lou?
But if we guess.
Okay. 57, I know you in.
Yep.
Dang, I know you in. Cap, you in?
Yeah, man. Yes, sir.
Okay. 007.
Game on.
That's what's up. Darius, you in for the pick, Darius?
Nah, I'm sitting up.
Okay. Nas, you in for the pick, bruh?
Nah, man. I'm chilling.
Okay. Now, Darius and Nas, since you guys said you chilling, I'm going to just put you on mute till after the pick. You guys will come back in after the pick. So that's 007, Cap, Tang, 57, Lou, Marcus, Treese, Reese, and myself.
Let's and my it. Betty.
And my Betty. I'm sorry, Ma. What about G? Is G here today?
He said he's going to send them to me.
Let's go.
He's going to post them on the Kale's Corner page. I said, okay. That's cool. So, y'all know what it is. Lady T's pick. And I can pick y'all out the swamp. Here I go. So here we go. All right. Tonight's game. Let's get it in and over with. Tonight's game. Giants versus the 49ers, you guys. Giants versus the 49ers. I am taking the 49ers. Marcus, what say you?
Man. I got to take the panty liners, man.
Well, who would that be? Because we don't wear panty liners. You know what?
Yeah,
that's okay, because I got something for you. Come on, Lou.
Nah, I'm going to take the 49ers.
All right. All right, Marcus, I got you, Lou. Mom Betty says 49ers. Come on, Cap. Cat.
His decoder ring ain't working.
Come on, 57.
When I come back, cause
I'm going with the panty liners.
You know what? All right. Okay. Come on, 007.
You don't sound. Hey, hold on. You don't sound as angry with him as you did me.
I got something for him too. You know why? Because we already beat him up. We already beat him up, so I ain't even worried about him. We already beat him up. So I ain't worried about him, Marcus. Come on, 007.
I'm going 49ers. Oh.
Is Cap still here?
Hello?
Cap. I got you, 007. Come on, Reese.
49ers.
Come on, Tang.
49ers.
Kale.
49ers.
So, I didn't get Cap, so.
49.
Okay.
Cap 49ers. Cap 49ers.
Okay.
The only person going to pick the Giants this week is G.
I already put him down for Giants.
And he
I got him
go
already.
With the 49ers. If he trying to win, he should go with the 49ers.
Tang, stop that, Tang. All right. Here we go, y'all. Here we go for the rest of the game. Falcons versus the Lions, you guys. Come on, Reese. Falcons, Lions.
Lions.
Kale.
Lions.
Tank.
Go with the Falcons.
My Betty says Falcons. Come on, Marcus.
Ain't the Falcons, hold on, ain't the Falcons quarterback hurt?
They're gonna start Taylor Heineke.
If he is.
Oh no, he is hurt. I'm going with the other team. Lions.
You going with the Lions?
Taylor Heineke is a munchkin. I got the same issues with him. So it's all good.
Come on, Lou.
Lions.
My Betty says Falcons. Come on, Cat.
Lions.
007.
I'm going to take the Falcons.
Detroit. I got you. I'm going Lions. All right, let's keep it moving. Chargers versus the Vikings. Both of these teams need to win this game. Now, I don't know who we're going to pick, but both of these teams need a win. So, Chargers, Vikings. What say you, Marcus?
Chargers.
Come on, Lou.
You got me?
Okay.
Yeah.
Vikings.
My Betty says Vikings. Come on, Kat.
I'm going to go with the Chargers because if they lose, they're firing the coach. I'm going with the Chargers.
Yep. Come on, 007.
I ain't got nothing to do with that. Go, Kirk Cousins. Let's go, Vikings.
Come on,
Kale. I'm going to go with the Vikings.
More
I'm going with the Vikings. Just to let y'all know, they run a game and the Chargers gone, man. They got rid of that boy Eckler. They got rid of him too. But they're going to throw it 60 times.
Oh, Lord. Come on, Reed. Somebody need to
so where Eckler at?
Hold on, oh, y'all. Sorry. We can talk about it afterwards.
Yeah,
come on, Reed.
Breaking news, though. My bad.
Vikings. I'm going Vikings. I got you. I'm going Vikings as well. All right, you guys. No, we didn't. Saints versus the Packers, you guys. Saints versus the Packers. This game in Green Bay. Come on, Reese.
Green Bay.
57.
Green Bay.
Cat.
Packers.
007.
The Saints marching in. Yeah.
Mom Betty says Saints. Come on, Marcus.
I'm going with the Packers.
Come on, Lou.
Packers.
Dang.
Saints.
Come on, Kale.
Saints.
I'm going Saints. All right. Let's keep it rolling. We doing good. Texans versus the Jaguars. This is a division game. This is a division game. And also, both teams need a win. Both teams need a win for you guys. So this is up in the air as well. Baltimore, 007.
Hello, what game was this again?
My bad.
Texas and the Jaguars.
Oh, yeah, Jaguars.
Come on, Cass.
Jaguar.
57.
Texas.
Donate. Come on, Lou.
I'm going to go with the Texans.
Come on, Marcus.
Texans.
Come on. My Betty says Jay. Come on, Tang. Well, I'm going Jay. Come on, Tang.
I'm going Jay also.
Come on, Reese.
Jaguars.
Kale.
Jags.
All right. Did I miss anybody? No, I did not. Okay, let's keep it moving, guys. Broncos, Dolphins. Now, y'all know the Broncos ain't won a game yet, so. Oh, did they? No, they didn't. So they need a game. So Broncos, Dolphins, this game is in Miami. Okay? My Betty says Dolphins. She going to kick it off for us. Kill, what say you, Kill?
Dolphins.
57, what say you?
Dolphins.
Tank, what say you?
Dolphins.
Reese.
Dolphins.
I'm going Dolphins. All right. Cat.
I'm going to go Miami.
Okay. 007. I'm sorry. 007.
Broncos, yeah.
Donate. Come on,
donate.
Lou. Come on, Lou.
Oh, good. I thought it was the only one, because I'm going to the Broncos, too.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Come on, Marcus.
I'm going with the Dolphins. Smash.
All right. Did I get everybody? Yes, I did. Let's keep it moving. Titans versus the Browns, you guys. Titans versus the Browns.
Woo.
Now, they need a – this is going to be a good game, too, because they need – both
think,
these
think.
Teams need to win as well. Both of these teams need to win as well. Come, let's see. We're going to start us off. Come on, Kel, start us off.
I'm going to go with the Browns. They're at home.
Yeah. Come on, Tang.
Going with the Browns.
Reese.
Titans.
Come on, Marcus.
55 miles per hour speed limit kept right in.
Titans.
Come on,
Mute your phone,
Titan.
Mark.
That ain't me.
007.
That's not my phone.
Browns.
How about that?
Okay.
007, it says Browns.
Yep, going with the Browns.
Come on, Cat.
I'm going with the Browns.
57.
Cleveland.
All right. Did I get everybody? Yes, I did. Okay.
You ain't good, too. You ain't good, too. You ain't good, yours.
Didn't I say don't? I said Browns? I didn't say Browns?
No. No, ma'am.
I wrote it. I'm sorry.
Wait.
I wrote it but didn't say it. My bad.
Okay, you good.
Browns, you guys. I'm going Browns. All right. Bills versus the Commanders. This game is in the DMV area. The Bills versus the Commanders. Okay? What say you, Lou?
All right. Repeat that again.
Bills, Commanders.
Oh, no question, Bills.
No question about it. Donate. My Betty says Commanders.
Yeah.
Marcus, you going to Washington as Brett Will, right?
You already know it.
Okay, I got you. Kel, you going Commanders?
Yep.
He says too.
Reese, you going Commanders?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Tang.
Bills.
I'm going Bills as well.
Hmm.
007, Commander.
Do you believe in magic? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do, but not on Sundays. Cat.
I'm going to Commanders. I'll be at the game, but that boy, you put heat on him, he'll turn the ball over. So I'm going with Commanders.
I know that's right.
The Commanders got heat.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at
it. A lot of heat on them.
Come on, 57.
A lot of heat on them.
The Bills.
Did I tell y'all my buddy says Commanders? Y'all should know that. All right.
Yeah.
Let's keep it moving, guys. Colts versus the Ravens. Colts versus the Ravens, you guys. Marcus, it's on you.
Come back to me. Come back to me, please.
Come on, Lou.
Ravens.
Of course, y'all already know my Betty says Ravens. Come on, Tang.
Colts.
Come on, Reed.
Donate.
I'm going Ravens. Kel, what say you?
Ravens.
Come on, Cap.
Ravens.
I should have known. I don't know why I just put that down for you. No, Cap. What say you?
I'm taking the Ravens.
Come on, 57.
Minshew starts.
Oh, them buzzers. Ravens.
Right. Y'all are so disrespectful, yeah.
Come on, Marcus.
I'm going to go ahead with the Ravens.
All right. This is a division game. The next game is a division. Mute your phone.
Yeah.
This next game is a division game. Patriots versus the Jets. Patriots versus the Jets. Now, the Patriots have not won a game. So they haven't gone 0-3 in a long, long time. So they need this game. The Jets need this game as well. It is a division game. This is a division game. Reese, I'm going to put Jets for you, or what are you going? What you going? Reese.
The dog barking. Put her down for the Jets.
All right. Come on, Cat.
I'm going to go with I'm going to go with the better coach in this one. I'm going to go with the Patriots.
Okay. Come on, 007.
I'm going Jets.
Come on, 57.
The Jets.
Dang.
Patriots.
I'm going Patriots. Kale.
Jets.
Is Aaron Rodgers back?
Nah, I'm keeping the peace.
Okay. Come on, Marcus.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I'm trusting in sauce. I like sauce, so we're going with the Jets.
He not playing though. Jets. He not playing though.
Why ain't he playing? Why ain't he playing?
You
he hurt
the Jet.
Yeah,
wait,
the Jet.
Sala don't play.
Jet.
He just coached, right?
Who?
What you say, Sala? Sala.
I said sauce. Sauce.
Oh, sauce. Sauce gone. I got you. Come on, Lou.
The Jets.
Jets.
All right. I got everybody.
My
All
B.
Right. That was a division.
My,
say it again.
My belly. My belly.
She went first. She went to Jets.
Okay.
Panthers
I'm
versus
sorry,
the Seahawks. It's okay. Panthers versus the Seahawks. Panthers versus the Seahawks, you guys. Let's see. Come on, 57.
Seahawks.
Come on, 00.
Seahawks.
Come on, Cap.
Seahawks.
My baby says Seahawks. Come on, Marcus.
Seahawks.
Lou?
I'll go with the Seahawks.
Tang?
Seahawks.
Kale?
Hawks.
Reese?
Seahawks.
I am taking the Seahawks. That was our first sweep of the year, guys.
All right.
That was the first sweep of the year. Everybody
wow.
picked the Seahawks. Good job. Well, we don't know what G picked yet, but for right now, it is a sweep. Bears versus the Chiefs. Bears versus, this is going to be another sweep. Bears versus
our,
the Chiefs.
Our second sweep.
Our second sweep of the year, I'm calling it. Now let's, 007, what say you? It's, yeah.
I ain't no fool. I'm going with the Chiefs. I ain't no fool.
Okay. Okay.
I want to donate, but not like that.
Chiefs. I'm going with the Chiefs.
57.
Chiefs.
Same.
Chiefs.
Come on, Reese.
Chiefs.
Kale.
Chiefs.
My Betty says Chiefs. Marcus.
Chiefs.
Lou.
Going to Kansas City.
Second sweep, you guys. Second sweep. Good job, guys. Cowboys versus the Cardinals. Cowboys versus the Cardinals. Cardinals. I think I'm saying it right. Cardinals.
This game just.
Cowboys ugly. Versus the Cardinals. Tang, I'm just going to go ahead and put you down for Cowboys.
You already know.
Exactly. Come on, Marcus.
Lou.
What say you? Oh, Lou, I got you. Lou, I got Cowboys for you, too.
Thank you.
Okay. Come on, Marcus.
So even though Trayvon is gone, they still going to whoop him.
I'm going with Dallas.
Mom, Betty says
Cowboys. This might be another
sleep.
I'm going Cowboys.
Girl, get out my head,
Tree. I know, right? Reese? You say Cowboys, Reese?
Yeah, Cowboys.
Okay. Kale, you going Cowboys or you going Cardinals?
Yeah, I'm going Cowboys.
You had to say it like
okay.
that, Big Rock.
Yes, I did.
Wow. He got Gotta say it.
Dirt fell out of my mouth.
Go ahead, man.
Was it dirt or was it something else?
Don't answer him right now. Dumb? Don't hold it. Hold it in. Go, come on, Cat.
I'm holding
it. Give it to me.
Cowboys.
Okay. 007.
I'm going to go ahead and donate. I'm going with the Cardinals, huh? I'm going to go ahead and donate.
Can you let
you definitely donating, bro.
You definitely donating. Okay. Come on, 57.
Cowgirls.
Oh, man.
All right, 57.
Oh, man.
Well, that's not a sweep. We missed one. It's not a sweep. Almost. All right. This is a Sunday night game, only game on. Only game on, okay? 8:15 game Sunday night. We got the Steelers going to the Raiders. Steelers, Raiders. 57, I'm going to put you down for the Steelers, babe.
Steelers.
I got it. Come on, Cap.
Steelers.
Come on, 007.
I like the Raiders in this game.
Okay. Come on, Marcus.
Raiders going to blow them out. Blow them out the water.
Uh-oh. What? Come on, Lou.
Hold it.
Y'all hold it for one second. We have two more games. Then we can talk about all the sports. Come on, Lou.
Steelers.
My better
says
Steelers. Kid,
what
say you? Raiders. Thanks.
Raiders.
Reese. Reese, what say you, baby?
Steelers.
Reese.
Steelers.
She says Steelers,
but I'm going Raiders. All right. We got two Monday night games again, y'all. We got two Monday night games, but we're only going to do the score for the last game, okay? The last game. Eagles versus the Buccaneers, you guys. This game is in Tampa Bay. This game is in Tampa Bay. Eagles, but what say you? Let's go 57.
Eagles.
Come on, Marcus.
I'm going to go with the Bucks for now. Give me a second. Bucks.
Come on, Lou.
Eagles.
My baby says Eagles. Come on, 007.
I like the Buccaneers.
Come on, Cap.
Really?
Eagles.
Come on, Tang.
Eagles.
Come on, Reed.
Eagles.
Kale.
I got to go Eagles.
I'm going Eagles as well. That is everybody. Okay. All right. For the last game, y'all know what it is. I need a score, and I need a winner and a score. You guys. I'm sorry. I've had a brain fart. Let's go. Rams versus the Cincinnati Bengals. You guys, this game is in Cincy. This game is in Cincy. You guys, Cincinnati. Mom Betty says Bengals. And she is going 24-21. Come on, Lou.
I'll say Rams 27-20.
Come on, Marcus.
Come back to me, please.
All right, let's go 007.
I'm going Bengals, 27-26.
Come on, Cap.
Is Burrow out? Do you know?
He
I'm
should
not
be.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he is.
They said day-to-day. They said day-to-day. They're not sure. But Minshew should be coming in, I think.
They should.
No, Minshew's with the Colts.
My bad.
I got
sorry.
You, but I'm going with the other squad, the Rams. I'm going with the Rams,
okay.
19-13 Rams.
Mm. Gotcha.
57. 24-10 Cincinnati.
Mark, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm going Rams. I'm going Rams 31. I'm going Cincinnati 25.
Come on, Tang.
I'm going Rams 28-23.
Come on,
Reed. Bengals 28, Rams 20.
You said 28-20? I got it.
Yes.
Come on,
Kale. I'm going Rams 21-10. Sorry.
Come on,
Kale.
Appreciate you.
21-10? I got it.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going Rams as well. And I am going 19-16. And with that being said, you guys, that concludes Lady T's Picks. And if anybody else that you know wants to play Lady T's Picks, tell them to post their winning people on Kale's Corner. The Cash App is $MAMABOSS, the number 5. And it is a $5 donation, okay? $5 donation, because that's what it is, because I'm winning. Donation. Y'all donate to me. Okay?
Anyway.
I don't need it.
Big four. Can you, let me just change this real fast, big bro. On that last game, make it 23-10. I mean, 28-13. My bad.
Oh, you said 28-13?
Yes.
I got you still want the Rams, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Big boy, I've seen you late, big boy. If you want to get in, just I'll call you after the show, and you can give me your pick and Cash App treats like that. You good with that?
Absolutely.
Take your phone off mute, big boy.
Oh.
All right, Doc. Big boy. Yeah, we good.
Okay.
He's probably back in the woods. All right, Kyle. We're gonna take a quick one. 563-999-3782, and we gonna discuss week 3. We're gonna take a look at a couple of games. Hey, I love that song, y'all. I had to play it again.
Yeah.
We got some good games. It's some good games lined up. Hey, do me a favor. If you're talking to someone else that's not a part of the show, please mute your phone. Please, please, please. Thank you very much. And bring yourself in after the conversation. This Monday night game with the Rams and the Bengals, without Joe Burrow, I don't see this Bengals team winning anything, seriously. I just don't see them. I mean, they were barely doing okay with Burrow. So you remove him from the equation, and you know, it's all Rams all day to me. That's my opinion, you know. What say you, Nas? Which game has got you intrigued?
Yeah, I guess the Minnesota Chargers game. Looks like it's going to be a lot of points. Like somebody said earlier, Staley may get run out the building if he loses this game, because I don't know how many people got to get fired before people start looking upside Justin Herbert's head. But, yeah, give me that Minnesota Chargers game, man. Looks like it could be a good one.
Okay, okay. Hey, Tree.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I started to go with the Giants. Y'all can ask Cap. All day I've been thinking about this game tonight, and I don't know why I feel like the Giants are going to win. But when I heard Saquon Barkley is out, that was my straight U-turn. Okay, the 49ers should take this. You say what, Kane?
That wasn't me, bro.
Oh, okay. Okay. My bad. But, yeah.
But I got a game to talk about, though.
Okay. Well, come on in and let us know.
My game is the Commanders and the Bills. But if the Commanders beat the Bills, and look, I already know y'all got a good defense. Real nice defense to me. But if the Commanders beat the Bills, hey, Slim, Commanders going to be on their way doing some good things this year. That boy, Eric Bieniemy, got them over there playing. That's all I got to say.
Facts.
No doubt.
All facts.
That's all I got to say.
Facts.
Listen, nobody ever has to ask why you don't like Tank. Because he said stuff like that. He said stuff like that. Being a Cowboys fan, I'm pretty sure dirt fell out of his mouth saying that, but I'll take it. I'll take it. And I agree with you.
Hey, look. My mouth don't get sour like you and Mark in 007. My mouth don't get sour like y'all. I just like talking real football, that's all. Yeah, he's saying y'all ain't talking real football.
That's it, Tang.
Why you
Tang,
why you add me to the equation, bro? Like, you just threw me in with the whole, like,
you didn't say nothing. That was 57. My bad, Marcus. I said I did say the wrong name. Because you just said the town. I meant to say 57.
Y'all
got to
give
bad,
him some
Marcus.
Grace. He lost his corner today.
Oh.
That's my bad.
Nah, I was just playing, bro. That was me talking trash, though, in the background. I did say cow, though. I did say that was me, bro. My bad, bro.
Want to blame 57
man.
For everything.
I was mad when I seen that report.
Hey, 57, you to blame for a lot, though, bro. Come on, you got to say you to blame for a lot. Take it on the chin, chat.
I know. You know, don't worry. I take my revenge out in the end when we win the championship.
Right.
Hey,
what
championship?
You are.
Right. Hell, baby, come on. All right.
If you got where the Marlboros at? Because they in there.
Don't in there.
No
more Marlboros.
I put aside all my wayful ways.
Hey, where your gasoline draws at? Are you currently wearing them? Because you lying like I don't know what, bro.
I never had gasoline draws. I picked a lot of them off, but I never had them on.
Oh, okay. I forgot. Here we go.
I got a game I want to talk about.
The Cowboys and the Cardinals. And the reason why that game I'm going to talk about, the Cardinals blowing the 28-point lead against the Giants, which brings me to tonight. You know, I didn't blame you for about to pick the Giants because you'll think the momentum going to swing to Thursday night with Saquon Barkley being out. That's, I don't think that's going to happen. But that brings me to the Cowboys and Cardinals. Huh?
Their starting left tackle is going to be out too.
So, I'm looking forward to on the Cardinals. They can't lose to three NFC East teams three in a row, right?
Why can't they?
The GM start cutting people. They not trying to win.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They tanking.
No, the players playing hard. We're just talking about the front office. They don't want to win. That's all.
You talking about the Cardinals or the Giants?
The team ain't get the menu. The Cardinals
playing hard defense, man. They defense is, they actually playing a pretty good defense, bro.
Different owners like, is trying to tank, but the team hasn't gotten the memo yet.
They don't understand the assignment.
I definitely want to see how y'all secondary is going to do, Dallas secondary is going to do against the Cardinals or against any team without that boy Trayvon in there.
Well, you already know, bro. Next man up, we're going to bring Bland in, and then our safety, Wilson, he be back on Sunday, and we're just going to make sure he gets some help over there. They're going to throw to us more times than what they would if Diggs was there, but that's what we got to do. Bland been there for the last 2 years, so we good. We got rid of Bland.
Right, okay.
He was too short for me. You know, he went over there to the 49ers. They can have him.
We gave y'all Trey Lance, so y'all can have him. How about that? Even exchange.
There you go.
That ain't no even exchange at all.
It was.
No, it wasn't. Trust me, it is. Y'all blew that situation.
Trust me, it is. We ain't lost nothing. We ain't lost no game since. So we good.
Come on, Cap. What was the game you wanted to talk about, Cap?
The game that I'm going to check out is the Bears versus the Chiefs. Justin Fields supposed to have been one of the next ones. Now he's got a good shot at upsetting the Chiefs because they're not the same. They're not 4 years.
Right.
So if he can, look half decent and make some great plays against King Mahomes and his crew, then that may save him because they didn't change the coordinator, they didn't change the coach. So next all eyes going to be looking at him soon. So he might want to have a good showing this week.
And Justin Fields, to add to that, Justin Fields kind of put his foot in his mouth this week when asked about the plays that are being called, and he kind of threw his coaches under the bus. I understood what he was trying
to say, but what you're trying to say and what is heard is always two different things. So Justin Fields is kind of on a redemption path. Go ahead.
What he's trying to say is they're not calling the plays to my strengths.
Exactly.
You feel me? They want me to be robotic and work the progressions and sit and look and wait, and I'm running for my life at the same time. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And
he told the truth.
But it was
and don't
the way
get me wrong.
Yeah.
I understand what you said, Big Bro, about you shouldn't say this, but when I hear some other quarterbacks, when they scream out that their players need to step up, that go for the coaches too. The coaches need to step up, dog. Put the right plays in there for that man. Did the right thing.
Because look at Geno. Look at Geno. He been in this place, that place, this place. Then he go over there with Pete Carroll, and now all of a sudden he a genius. It's all in you. You play to your strength. They got to play to your strength. Like, you can't come in and they play. You got to do what they telling you to do. That ain't what. That ain't why y'all got me. Y'all got me because what y'all seen me do. So let me do what you saw me do. Let me do that. If what you trying to do to me,
Trish,
that don't
right.
work.
That's right.
Yeah, that don't
that's
work.
Right. But that.
That don't work.
We all know the mantra. Especially when it comes to African American quarterbacks, all of a sudden that boy Josh Allen can take off and run at any time, and all they talk about is his size and the yards he got. Justin Fields take off, and I saw this week on NFL Today. They broke his play down and showed open. And we're like, see, he's the one taking off and running. He's doing the same thing Josh Allen is doing. But
Josh Allen is throwing interceptions. Josh Allen throwing interceptions.
Right.
He's not throwing no interceptions. I mean, he's not leading in interceptions. They're not giving us the benefit of the doubt when it comes to stuff like that. They don't. You don't never get the benefit of the doubt. You just get the benefit.
You
just get the doubt.
It's just jealousy.
Yeah.
It's just jealousy.
Hey.
It's athletic jealousy. That's all it is. Athletic jealousy.
My bold prediction, Washington going to have 3 interceptions, one big six. Because Allen loves to get it. He loves to get that ball away. So Washington secondary going to have 3 interceptions, and one of them going to be a pick six. Watch what I tell you.
I concur that.
Hey, if y'all beat the Bills, man, that boy might park in Ron Rivera parking spot, man. That boy be enemy taking over the city. Y'all win this game, like it's boy.
Man, no, they're gonna get some hair. They're gonna get the enemy some hair if they win.
Stop that.
I ain't saying that. Y'all see them quiet over here. That man said we'll get some hate.
My only issue with our game is the weather. I'm a little nervous about the weather because it's really, really hard to tell when you got bad weather. You know what I'm saying? And I really, with all the injuries that's been happening, I'm worried about players getting injured. Not just my players, just any player. You know what I'm saying? Bad weather, it's rough. So
yeah.
To piggyback on what you said, Tree, that's not that issue about making players play to not letting them play to their strengths, bringing them in, trying to change them. I talk about that with Washington all the time. Like that has been my pet peeve with Washington for years.
Mm-hmm.
They bring a player in, and then they try to make that player be something different. And Kale hear me complaining about it all the time. Like I complain about Gibson. Even though Gibson runs the ball well, he's not a real runner. He was not a running back. He's a wide receiver.
So why you get
mad when this big wide receiver, right, who could play like a tight end, right, drops the ball when he's running the ball. He fumbles the ball because he hasn't been trained as a running back. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. He don't know how to put that ball high. It's not his fault.
Well, one thing I'm going to say, we saw Eric Bieniemy implement that screen, and that man got like, what, 28 yards on that screen play?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm with you, Marcus. I'm with you 100%. But now that the adults are running the asylum, I'm more comfortable with the play calls now because I see them going to their strength. Now, when it comes to this offensive line, when it comes to our O-line, I don't know what the ham sandwich they looking at. Seriously. It's ridiculous, man. And I get Marcus and I were conversating, and we saw in the second half of last week's game, that offensive line looked like a totally different line. Why? Because they started running the ball. We have great receivers. We have great receivers, but we have to keep it honest and run that ball, man. We got to.
Yes, sir. The game I'm looking forward to, I really want to see that Steelers game with the Raiders. I want to see Raider Nation go up against the Steelers. For real. I mean, I'm keeping it a buck.
Hey, say a prayer for Devontae Adams. That boy Jimmy G is known for hospital balls. He already got Myers knocked out the game, and he got somebody else knocked out the game. That's still a game. This could be dangerous for a couple of them guys, man. Go back to his Niners history. Jimmy G, I'm telling you.
Yeah, he's good for pitchers, that's it.
Boy.
Wow, yeah.
Wow.
I hear you, but they still going to cook the Steelers. They still going to spike the Steelers. It don't matter. They're going to cook them, right?
Hey, look, we ride on this victory, and we're going to carry this thing on out.
I know that's right.
I hear you, man.
I know that's right.
I'm just giving you something.
Carry your torch, man.
Hey,
you see how good
the Raiders
offense look with somebody else running it and getting that ball out on time. 1-2-3, bam. 1-2-3, bam.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And accurate ball. Don't leave that part out. It must be accurate.
Facts, you know.
So what y'all think about the Texans and the Jaguars? Because the Jaguars 1-1, and the Texans is 0-2. So, what y'all think about that game? And it's a division game.
Yeah, I picked the Texans.
It's in Jacksonville, right?
Lawrence is going to win that game. Lawrence. And his name Trevor Lawrence?
It's hard to trust after that playoff loss last year, man. It's hard to trust them. You know, I see they have all the pieces. They have all a quarterback, wide receivers, running back, tight end, but somehow for some reason they just have the hardest time putting things together. You know, and utilizing the whole team as one. It's crazy to me. And Trevor Lawrence was one of those guys coming out that I had high hopes for. I had high hopes for him. But, you know, football is a everyday learning sport. And rarely do guys come right out and dominate any position in football, but we have seen it, and we have seen guys. I mean, sometimes Lawrence will make a dynamite throw, and then the next time to pass, he's throwing it directly to the defender, and you like, did he have a brain fart? What happened there? You know, why is he throwing the ball to them now? So You don't. I think that's what it is. With the Chargers, I mean the Jags, you just don't know which Trevor Lawrence you're going to get. Another game I wanted to get into, guys, the Colts and the Ravens. The Colts and the Ravens. I went with the Ravens. I picked the Ravens, yes. But it's I don't know. The Colts are playing good ball. They're just they just don't haven't found a way to win yet. But they're playing good ball so far to start this season. So and I have faith in their quarterback. I like the young man. You know, so I think that the Colts, especially their defense, I think they're going to expose a lot to this Ravens team. We all automatically think about the Ravens, and we think of the 2000 Ravens. We think of, you know, the Ray Lewis days and Suggs and all those guys. But those guys are retired now, and this is a different team. If we go down the roster, who on the Ravens defense will really can we just name all that other than Cap and Mom Betty? But who on the Ravens team, it's more on the offensive side. We talk about Odell Beckham. We talk about Lamar Jackson. But after that,
Saquon.
Roquan.
And that kid Zay Flowers look like a young Tyreek, man. He gonna make some plays. Lamar gonna put some points on these boys. And Anthony Richardson is in concussion protocol, so they may have Minshew starting, man. So yeah, man. I don't know, man. Lamar might do something.
Cut it out. Cut it out, Cap. Cap over there. Talk to him. No, hey, I think you. Hey, Cap, I said you guys.
Yeah,
are
Mitch,
you're
supposed to be
you
coming
guys
in.
Yeah, that's
I
good.
Think
that's
good
news. Coming in.
Yeah, that's good.
Mitch, you're supposed to be playing.
That's great news.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And then I look at this New England and Jets game, right? And we all know the story. We've talked about it to nauseam with the quarterback situation in the Jets. But I think the quarterback for New England and the Jets, they're kind of like, now this is just my opinion. But they're not as far apart as people think. You know, Jones, he's good at doing what he's told. But the minute that pocket breaks down and protection is not, he loses it. He loses it. Now, I like Gonzalez. We all know that. With New England. The young man had his first interception last week. That also Forbes' career interception last week. But outside of that, I'm like, okay, the offense job is to score the ball. And anybody play any type of defense. And one thing we know about this Jets team, Aaron Rodgers went down, yes. But their defense has gone up. Their defense has gone up. Them boys playing. So, I don't know. I think the Jets are going to win it. A defensive battle, for real, I think this game is going to be. But I think the Jets at the end will make the plays to prevail over New England.
And it's a division game also. It's definitely a division game.
Can I say this? Zach Wilson have to sell tickets in that case. You have to sell tickets if the defense is that potent. Zach Wilson just going to have to sell tickets.
But Zach Wilson, see, y'all was talking about, like y'all was saying about Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence only threw one interception this year. Zach Wilson throw all the interceptions. Like, he throw all the balls to he don't care. He just throw the ball. He don't. He throw across. He throw sideways. He just throw the ball. He it's like
that's
he
what
not
I'm
even
trying
looking.
To say. Absolutely.
He's not
Absolutely.
Even looking when he's throwing the ball.
Yep.
What y'all think about when he's in the Buccaneers?
Just as good, though. So that's the only issue. Like Kel said, this could be a 9-6 game. And ultimately, Bill Belichick, the GM, has failed Bill Belichick, the coach. And they skill position players all night. That's some shameful stuff they're rolling out there. But, yeah, that's a toss-up, man. Go anyway.
Sauce. He's going to be throwing right. He's going to throw right to Sauce Gardner. He's going to throw right to Sauce Gardner all day. Sauce, it's going to be like he's passing it to him. Watch. I'm trying to tell you.
It's
going to
be
like
that. They ain't going to let it go all night now. They ain't going to let that go. Bill Belichick is not going to let that happen all night. Now, you say that. He might get away with it the first couple of times. But Bill Belichick is a master for in-game preparation and, you know, switching things up and all that kind of stuff. So
I haven't seen it.
That the first couple of times.
I haven't seen it since his favorite quarterback left. I haven't seen it. So I'll be looking forward to seeing it.
Well, I'm talking about his defense. I'm talking about his defense. Like the defense. I ain't talking about the offense because that's on offense. That's his quarterback on offense. We're talking about his defense. Now, his defense, he's not going to let that happen on defense. You just keep throwing the ball to one person, and he going to run it down the sideline. That ain't happening. I ain't seen that all year. That ain't, no.
Nah,
no, sir.
I was talking about the Jets defense. Sauce Gardner. He's a cornerback.
Gotcha.
Okay.
You might be right.
You might be right on that.
You might be right on that. So, I don't know why I keep thinking you're talking about this other guy. It got stuck in my brain. Okay. How about the Eagles and the Buccaneers? Because if the Eagles let the Buccaneers, Baker Mayfield, beat them in this game, I don't know. Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Mayfield's not a slouch. My people mean Baker.
But I'm saying Jalen Hurts is the reigning champion. He's the reigning not champion, but he's the reigning runner-up. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was the runner-up.
With Baker
so
Mayfield.
You're going to let Baker Mayfield beat you up? There's going to be a problem.
I think with Baker Mayfield, no, he's not a sorry quarterback. But I think it's the class that he came in with. You understand what I'm saying? And everybody lumps them together. And it's like, we still haven't seen everything that was projected with Baker Mayfield coming into the NFL. We haven't seen it. So that's why people are kind of iffy when it comes to Mayfield.
So look, there's a blueprint to beating the Eagles. There is a blueprint to beating the Eagles. And to beat the Eagles, all you got to do is keep that quarterback on the bench by controlling the time of possession. Run the ball. All you got to do is run the ball. If you got a successful run game and keep them boys on the bench, he can't get a rhythm. It's hard. That's his biggest thing. That quarterback has a problem getting a rhythm. If you let him get in rhythm, he's going to tear you a new one. That's how you beat the Eagles. You keep him on the bench. Don't let him get a rhythm. That's how we beat the Eagles last year. You know what I'm saying? That's how you beat them boys.
I'm saying keep the ball on the ground with Ronald Jones and the bats, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Ball. Did Ronald Jones go? He went back over there? Because, you know, we just cut him on Tuesday.
Tampa said, yeah, he's gone.
So he went back to Tampa Bay? Yeah, we had Ronald Jones.
It's Rashad. With the Bucks, it's Rashad White, it's Sean Tucker, Keyshawn Vaughn.
Yeah, because I was going to say Ronald Jones just got cut on Tuesday.
Another game that we can chalk up to time of possession, man.
time of possession, like Marcus just said, if the Bucs can find a successful way to run that ball and keep it out of
it's not
hurt hands. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna say this, Cap. I've learned to
Baker.
Not say
bro, we talking about
it's
Baker
not going to
happen. Come on, man.
I'm
talking about Baker.
Are
you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
What's the knock on Baker Mayfield? What's the knock?
How many teams he been on? How long he been in the career? How long he's played football, sir? How many NFL seasons?
What, five, six, something like that?
Five. How many teams? And how many teams?
What, three?
Yeah. Yeah, Rams, Cleveland, and now Tampa Bay. Five seasons, three teams. That's terrible.
Hey,
that's a terrible race.
Didn't he play for Carolina last year? So that's 14. Didn't he play for Carolina?
That's 14. I was about to say, yeah. 14.
Wow. Yeah. That's all. That's it right there, sir. He ain't it, man. They try to make him be it. He ain't it.
The time for him to be a franchise guy, that's over. But the
right.
Tampa situation was the perfect situation to fall into. You got Godwin and Evans out there who can make plays to the point of where they're going to lift up a quarterback who ain't all that good. So they're probably,
right.
You know, every week. But that Eagles team,
I mean,
man, Jalen Hurts stealing all the running back touchdowns. Like, man, look, they loaded, man.
But you know what the thing is with Tampa Bay? Also, I agree with you with that. It was a perfect situation because if you say Trask or Baker, then I'm going with Baker. That's how bad it was over there, so they had to get something.
And don't forget, Baker was a Heisman Trophy winner, so, I mean, he's supposed to be number one. You know what I'm saying? He's supposed to be that man. He came out first overall.
Right. I want to score 40 points.
He's a couple bad plays away from that clipboard life.
Oh, no.
Not the clipboard.
Did y'all hear about the scrimmages? Y'all heard about the scrimmages before the season started? Between him and the backup, they threw six picks, bro, in one weekend.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, they had a sale.
Oh, my.
That being said, guys, y'all know what time it is. I hate to cut it short, but this conversation was amazing, you guys. We really, really enjoyed it. Y'all know what time it is. Y'all know what it is. 57, do us the honors in giving us the last word.
Hold on, Mark.
Once again, we've had a great week. It's been a great Thursday. We're looking forward to who wins Lady T's picks, and we're looking forward to talking to y'all again next week. This has been great. Thanks for Kale's Corner. Thank you, Kale. Thank you, Lady T. And for everybody that participates, thank you for making my week a lot better.
Aww.
Show now.
Thank you. And, hey, look, my Betty want me to tell y'all, she keep putting it up. Peace, love, and soul, you guys. Peace, love, and soul. Okay? She want me to tell y'all that. So, with that being said, DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well, you guys. Listen, don't forget all of the sick and shut-in people. Don't forget them, you guys. Enjoy your weekend. You're going to enjoy your NBA, WNBA, your MLB, and your NFL. Game starts tonight. Don't be late. Just look at it. Have fun. Enjoy. Kale, you have the very last word. Oh, Be safe and make great decisions. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kale.
You good. You good. Oregon, Colorado, Saturday, 3:30. Oregon, Colorado, Saturday, 3:30. All right, you guys, thank you so much. And I want you guys to go to your family members and tell them DMV Kale says thank you for the 2 hours that they allow you guys to be on here with us and to laugh and to joke and all of that. Tell them I thank them. Lady T thanks them from the bottom of our heart. Now, guys, listen. Public service announcement. If you are driving, put that phone down. There is no text or conversation more important than your life to us. To us. There is no conversation more important than your life. With that being said, if you love them, they should already know. And if they acting like they ain't know, you hug them and squeeze them till they can't take. We holler at y'all Tuesday, 5 p.m., good Lord willing. Enjoy the sports. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your days. All right, y'all.
Yes, our way out of our constriction. Gonna be freaking up and down the hang-up alleyway. With the groove I only got, we shall all be moved. Ready or not, here we come. Getting down on the one which we believe. Ready or not, yeah.